Hello, 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 and welcome to Moving Into Light. I'm Lisa Renee, and this is episode 173. It is also part 4 in the Surrendered series. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. I'm so glad to have you joining me here in this space. This is the space where I share the tips and the tools and the things that I do and the things I share with my clients for high vibrational living. If that phrase resonates with you, you are in the right place. If it feels foreign to you, I believe that the listeners who find this podcast always do so at exactly the right time. So maybe this is a topic for you to dive into today. So welcome to part 4 of Surrendered Living. I am wanting to dive into a topic today that I feel is perfectly guided and perfectly timed. We are going to talk about surrendering to our stuff. And this is hitting home for me in a major way today, and I will explain why. But I wish I could see the listeners right now. I would ask you, raise your hand if you are a minimalist. Raise your hand if you collect stuff. Raise your hand if you hold on to things from your past. Raise your hand if you just trash it all and you travel with a backpack. I believe you understand where I'm coming from on this. We all have different philosophies on our belongings, on our stuff. And I am currently sorting through stuff. I am in the process of a move to France, and I have a storage building. And our plan has always been to ship our stuff. And then we started getting quotes, and we started looking at the cost of shipping stuff. And I really sat long and hard thinking about the stuff that was in our storage building. And what did we really, truly need as we relocated? And the answer is very, very little of it. I know it's going to stay safe here in the States in our storage building. So it's not like, it's all being destroyed, and it's not a lot of stuff. A 10 by 10 storage building, if you came from a, 3,000 or 4,000 square foot house or even a big apartment, 10 by 10 is not a lot of stuff. If you can visualize that in your mind, right? But we decided to not ship our stuff. We decided that it's just stuff and it can sit here in our storage building and we can decide later what to do with our stuff. We're going to ship a few boxes over of things that we really truly need. And we are going to take a couple extra suitcases as we fly over at the end of the month. But it's stuff. And stuff is replaceable. A lot of the stuff that I hold dear to me are books, the written word. And I think that's partly because, one, I'm a voracious reader. I have always loved to read since I was a child. And two, I feel like there is knowledge and power in books and in the writing. But I also know I am being called to France to write my own books, right? I'm being called to create books. And so if I bring with me everyone else's old energy that they have written, am I hampering my ability to write? It's very, very, There's a lot. It's very in-depth here with what I'm sitting with, and I'm going to do my best today to share it with you in the way that makes sense, but that's where I'm coming from. And so I'm leaving my stuff behind. I'm also moving into two furnished homes, so it's not like I'm going to be in need of stuff, right? Even kitchen stuff, they left a lot of things that we will need. And I don't know exactly what's in the homes because we haven't been there since the owners took their stuff out. But I believe that my needs are going to be met, that the stuff that I need will be there for me. So it's a big jump, right? I'm jumping across the ocean into this leap of taking this leap of faith. But I'm here to talk about stuff today because we are in a season of giving and receiving stuff. The holidays, Christmas is upon us. It is here. I'm recording this on the morning of December 19th. So it's almost Christmas. And one of the traditions of Christmas is to give and receive stuff. And I'm using the word stuff vaguely because you can apply that to your life, whatever that looks like. Stuff you need, stuff you don't need, stuff you cherish, stuff like from your crazy aunt who always gets you something that needs returned, with gratitude, of course. But it's the holiday season and stuff is part of that season. And that is unfortunate because if we look back to the origins of this holiday, oh, don't get me started. It was never to be about stuff, right? So I'm coming to you today on this short podcast just to have you consider the gift-giving process, the receiving process, and what you do with your stuff and how and why you keep stuff. So we give gifts as a sign of our love, our affection for people. We give gifts as a symbol to celebrate the holiday. We also give gifts because it is an expected token. There's an expectation that comes with the holidays. And I think we all need to look a little deeper into the why of gift giving. Maybe you are ready to be in the space of making the gifts that you give. Maybe you are ready to give gifts of time or experiences. Maybe you are ready to move away from physical gifts. There are people going into debt right now as I'm recording this podcast because they feel obliged to give gifts, especially around the holidays, and it may or may not be things they can afford. So are you one of the people going into debt this holiday season? I'm definitely not. I have moved away from abundantly gift giving. I have pared down the list of people whom I'm giving gifts to, simply because I feel like I don't need to just give gifts. If it's not someone that I would reach out to on a regular basis, if they're not connected to me in a heart-centered way, I'm not shopping for them. I'm not spending money that doesn't need to be spent on gift giving. I would much prefer to give time or something specific, like all of my children have a specific want this year, several of them. And so that's what I'm doing for them. I'm not buying random things, right? And again, I invite you to just take from this podcast what you need and leave the rest. Some of it will not apply to you. All of it is suggestion, and you can just take what you need. I would like to also talk about receiving gifts, because for some of us, it's really difficult to receive gifts. It's much easier to give them. Maybe that's you. Maybe your receptive levels are a little bit muted. Maybe it's harder for you to receive. I invite you this holiday season to look at the idea of gift giving and gift receiving. Definitely look at what you are giving and why. I think there's energy in the gift giving process. And I think it's important for us to realize that when we are giving something that is out of our price range, there's an angst tied to that. Right? There's maybe a regret or I wish I would have done this differently, but I'm going to do it anyway, tied to that. And that's the energy that you're transmitting when you give these kind of gifts. So gift giving should come from this place in your heart where you want to bring joy to that person's life by whatever that gift is. And so I come back to the idea again of giving time or experiences or a trip, a dinner, creating a really awesome family meal for the people that you love, instead of buying them a gift, something they don't need or don't want or are going to not use. It's time for us to step away from this society norm that says, oh, we have to give gifts and it has to be done in abundance. Maybe they don't need anything. Maybe what they really need is your listening ears or your connection. Our connection to our stuff sometimes is what we need to look at as well. My husband and I on this specific topic are incredibly different. We are at vast ends of the spectrum. I tend to get rid of most things. I save and keep very little. I have a huge Rubbermaid tub for each of my sons. That is their childhood memorabilia things, from kindergarten all the way through to college. And I have one tub for each of them. And I've done that intentionally because as parents, we want to save every memory. And so I've saved a little bit here and there for each of them so that one day when they want to look back on childhood, they have that perspective of what I felt was, you know, valuable for them to see later on. I have my collection of books, my library, which again, feels really valuable to me. And that's about it. When I walk through my home, which I don't have right now, but when I walk through my space, I like it to be clear and clean and not cluttered, because everything, every physical thing has an energy to it. Maybe it's attached to a memory. Maybe that thing is attached to, you know, an event in your life. Maybe it's an attachment to a person. And you feel that by getting rid of that physical object, you're getting rid of the memory. That's my husband's take on things. He has tubs after tubs after tubs. And he has pared down. He's worked hard to clear out, but it's still very hard for him because he attaches things to people and events. And he and I very much differ on that. Maybe that's your thinking. Maybe you have boxes of stuff. And because you did this in the past, these things remind you of that time, and you don't want to let go of the memory, so you don't want to let go of the stuff. There's an association. I think we come into the world with nothing, and we leave the world with nothing. And our desire to accumulate stuff is very deep-seated. And I think around this holiday season, I am just being pushed or called or nudged to remind you, the listeners, to look at your stuff through the eyes of spirit. Look at your stuff through the eyes of your highest self. Is this stuff an attachment to something else, to a time or a place or an event or a person? Or is this stuff just there to fill space? And what kind of energy is attached to that stuff? I have made it a practice for many, many years. Each holiday season between Thanksgiving and like early December, that week or two in there, as I'm decorating for Christmas and I'm preparing for the holidays and I'm beginning to think about shopping, especially for my children when they were younger, what needs to leave my home? Energetically, what stuff is no longer serving us? What stuff is just sitting here that's something to be dusted or walked around? If it doesn't bring you joy, if it doesn't make you feel lighter and good, get rid of it. Purge. Get rid of it. We have Facebook Marketplace, sell things. I've sold a ton of stuff on Facebook Marketplace over the years that did not bring me good feelings. It didn't bring me good memories. It wasn't attached to something light and heart-centered. I've gotten rid of things. I've sold it. I've also donated. Find families in need. Find places where you can donate your things so that they can bring someone else joy. If they're no longer bringing you joy, that stuff, find a way to reuse it, recycle it, gift it. When we connect to our stuff, we connect to energy. And I've been giving this a lot of thought, just surrendering to the idea of our stuff, surrendering stuff, and not feeling so much of an attachment to it. Because when I leave the planet, I'm not taking any stuff with me, and neither are you, right? And so looking around our homes, our offices, even our cars, what there are we connected to that we could let go of, that we could release? It's a way of lightening the load. And surrendering to the idea of holding on to stuff, I feel there are some valuable lessons in there for all of us. And so this podcast is not designed today to teach you a lesson or to show you or gift you with insight. I think it is simply to create a new thought process, to allow you, the listener, a different way of looking or of seeing your stuff. I am of the firm belief that if it brings you joy, keep it. If it doesn't serve a purpose and it doesn't bring you joy, let it go. And people have walked into my homes at times and thought my home seemed empty. And it's because in my mind, stuff has energy. And the less energy I have in my space, the better. Because I'm very energetic. We all are very energetic beings. And we don't see ourselves in that form a lot of the time. But we have a lot of stuff. We have a lot of clutter. We have a lot of things surrounding us. It changes our energy, right? And the idea here is to lighten our load. So this holiday season, and for some of you, this message may be coming in a little bit late. Nope. I'm guided to not say it that way. This message is coming to you at the perfect time. And I was saying that because shopping should be almost done. We're almost to the holidays, but it's always the perfect time to receive a message that you need. And so surrendering to stuff, this message today, I hope it meets you at exactly the right point, at the right place, at the right time for you to do whatever it is you need to do with your stuff. I'm sorting through and sifting through my stuff, our stuff as a family, and trying to make sure that my attachment is to my life and to my beingness and to my presence, and my attachment is not to stuff. And it is a big challenge. Even for me, who really does things on a minimal level, there are still things on the planet that I am attached to. There is still some stuff, right? And so I'm looking at that. And so I'm just sharing this message from a place of honesty. And because, as you know, I'm nudged and guided to put out on this podcast the things that mean something to me, because hopefully the ideas will mean something to you. They will resonate. So the message today is simply look at your stuff. Look at your stuff. Weigh it out. Why are you giving stuff? How do you feel about receiving stuff? Is the stuff in your life important? Does it resonate? Does it bring you joy? Go to the Marie Kondo aspect of stuff and our homes and our clutter. For a while, that was a big idea here in the States. Hold each object, and does it bring you joy? Then keep it. If it doesn't, release it. And I feel like there is power in the release. So maybe release, maybe purge, clean out one drawer, start with one closet, figure out what doesn't bring you joy, what you don't need energetically in your space, and re-gift it or donate it or sell it. I am surrendering to my stuff right now because I am packing to leave the country, and I'm going to encourage you to do the same today. Maybe to leave the country, but definitely encouraging you to surrender to stuff, especially during the holiday season. All right, my sweet friends, I hope this message resonates with you. I hope it hits at just the right time as you are shopping and wrapping and getting ready to exchange stuff. I hope this is the message that you needed today. Know that I am sending you so much love and many blessings as we are coming to the close of 2023. I have some new offerings coming in 24, some things that I am super excited about. They aren't on the website. I haven't been sharing them on social media yet. But in these next 2 weeks, I will be putting out a few things that may be of interest to you. So the website is www.lisa-renee.com. And I look forward to meeting you again in the next podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.